Hi, this is Kevin Conroy, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
This is Matt Vervoise from La La Land Records, and you've entered the La La Land Lounge on GeekCast Radio.
Hello, folks, and welcome to the La La Land Lounge. This is episode 6 here on GeekCast Radio and This Week in Geek. That's right, we are cross-promoting the content. You're also going to find this on probably Legends of the Dark Knight and Tooncast Beyond and a bunch of other shows that I do and Steve does and everything else, because we are here tonight to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Batman the Animated Series by talking about the first of the 4-volume CD releases done by La La Land Records. It has been nearly a decade. Next year will be 10 years since La La Land Records released Batman the Animated Series Volume 1. This was a 2-disc release totaling 71 tracks, and it is amazing. I am, of course, TFG and Mike. Joining me, as always, Steve Megatron. Hello, sir.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yes, can you believe it? 10 years since the first volume CD release and 25 years since the cartoon came out.
No, can't believe it.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable.
It's insane.
Yes. Well, you would know, Joker, because, you know, that's Woo-hoo. What you are. I remember in 2008, I think it was somewhere around November. I think it might have been November 5th or somewhere around November. The original, and this is going to be a funny turnaround for us, because you can relive your horrible, horrible eBay story from oh so long ago. Somewhere, I think it was November something of 2008.
I remember that.
November something of 2008. It was somewhere around, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas time, somewhere around there, where they released Batman the Animated Series, the complete series, in this super big box set of, you know, 2 DVDs with all of the animated series stuff on it, all 4 volumes. At the time, it was on sale at Best Buy for like $75, and my mom got it for me as an early birthday or early Christmas present, I should say. And I loved that DVD set. That DVD set was amazing. Fast forward to about middle of 2009. Steve's like, I went on eBay and I got the... Oh, wait.
I was opening it on air. And then I come to the realization that it was bootleg.
And we were comparing my actually bought set from Best Buy to your bootleg.
You were like, it's got... It's got this on it. And I was like, no, it's got this. And you're like, no, I'm telling you, I have it on this. And I'm like, and I started reading some of the words on the back and they were misspelled. And I'm like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. And then, so it wasn't a total loss because I got that bonus disc mm-hmm. out of the bootleg set. And then I just copied it mm-hmm. because it was already bootleg. I didn't feel bad.
Right.
And then I sent it back and got my money back. And then I bought all the individual seasons.
But as I said, we're here to celebrate 25 years of Batman the Animated Series by doing our first of 4 La La Land Lounge episodes talking about the music of Batman the Animated Series. When this 2-disc CD set came out from La La Land, I pounced. This was before I even... had a relationship with them, because this was early, and this is early when I first found out about them in 2008 or so, 2009, and I just had to have this. I nearly keeled over and died for this thing, because as you know, as hopefully anyone that's listening to this knows, I am a huge soundtrack file. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge music file when it comes to soundtracks, and I've told this story before. I actually told it to several different interviewers or interviewees that I've done. One of the memorable ones I can remember of recent times is the composer Joe Kramer, who did the Mission Impossible Rogue Nation score. I can sit here and I can, or when I talk to Dr. Laura Danley and Michael McQuistion, who did the Time's Up score for the Griffith Observatory planetarium show, I can put a CD into my computer, a CD player, whatever, turn it up full volume, just close my eyes, and just immerse myself in the music. And listening back to this like that on my headphones, blaring it out of my ears, just, it's absolutely amazing, folks. It really, really is. Shirley Walker and her team just do an amazing, amazing job. This first volume is comprised of tracks from On Leather Wings, The Last Laugh, It's Never Too Late, Pretty Poison, Christmas with the Joker, Two-Face Part 1 and 2, Joker's Favor, Vendetta, Perchance to Dream, and Birds of a Feather. Now, this is the original release that I have, that we have, because they re-released it as another, I think, one disc set or two disc set, but they had changed, like, not everything, it was not all original 71 tracks there. They, I don't know, something got left off or whatever. So this is the very first original release, 71 tracks. What is so cool to me about this, besides getting to go back and listen to this music, is the very first track and the very last, the second to last track. It is the last track, actually. The first track is Gotham City Overture, which is basically a lot of the themes mesh together. Like, you hear various, you know, you hear the classic Batman the Animated Series opening title by Danny Elfman, and you hear other themes from other things. The very last track is called Music of the Bat 101. Now, at this time, Shirley Walker, I guess at the time that they were producing this, she was still alive. So this Music of the Bat track is something everyone should hear, because it's basically her at the piano taking us through how they worked out the theme to the cartoon, how it transitions sometimes into the Danny Elfman movie themes and things like that. And it's just an awesome track to just listen to her explain how they came up with the main cues for Batman the Animated Series. When you listen to this, what were your feelings and thoughts and all that stuff?
On that particular song or the entire soundtrack?
Just the whole thing, when you first, you know, got a hold of it and first went through it.
Seeping nostalgia. And it's good nostalgia. Because even if it's a badly written episode, the music is still stellar.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter on any episode in any of the DCAU, but specifically Batman the Animated Series. The music for every episode was so iconic and different than any other episode, because every episode had a different tone, had a different villain, had a different theme and plot. So the music went really well with whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a Joker-themed music or Harley or, you know, a Bruce Wayne, or if it's like any of the altered versions of the theme music, I mean, it's just, it's impossible not to sit here and, I mean, I had this in my car for a while,
mm-hmm.
Listening to this stuff, and it's hard to pick favorites when I'm going through this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously the Joker music is the most fun to me, but that's because I can do the Joker's voice, and then I can put the Joker's voice over top of his music, and then it's just even more fun. I can't remember if... I don't think it's got... Is his Garbage Scowl on this one?
Yeah, that's the Laughing Fish.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
The one with Captain Clown?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
no. That's
that's the next one.
That's
volume two.
Yeah, the Last Laugh is the one that's on here.
Yeah, that's the one with the but like, really, I love all of the music that comes through on this. some of the more fun ones are whenever it's one with Batman in it, for instance. But you get like the mischievous stuff with Joker. You get the kind of like sultry type of stuff for Poison Ivy,
mm-hmm.
Because it kind of just goes with that tone. Penguin, you kind of get this weird.
The Penguin tracks were always weird to me.
I had a hard time, like, even in the series watching the Penguin episodes, but they never were really as bad as, like, the Rupert Thorne stuff or the some of the secondary episodes where there are characters that were throwaways.
Yeah, and we're not, and I'm not saying that the music is bad, but I'm just saying that
they're strange.
The Penguin tracks, like Birds of a Feather, which is the final episode score on this two-disc release, I can listen to that, and all is I don't hear the Penguin from the cartoon series. I don't even hear Burgess Meredith. Like, I can't that's the one out of all of these that are on here that I cannot envision what the heck is going on, because the music is so strange and different to me. Maybe I need to go back. Maybe I should have gone back and rewatched Birds of a Feather, but I didn't. Because most of these episodes, we know them by heart. I mean, almost 5 years doing this here on Legends of the Dark Knight over on, you know, Geekcast Radio and everything else. Like, Perchance to Dream, I know exactly what that is. That's the one where, you know, Bruce is sucked into this dream world by the Mad Hatter, and he tries to give him this perfect life. And
he's like, no, and then he fights Batman.
Right, exactly. And, you know, Joker's Favor, that's the casino one, you know. Or no, that's Joker's Millions.
Joker's Favor is the one with
Charlie.
Yep.
And I love that one. And Two-Face Part 1 and 2, it's, you know, you say the Joker...
That one really has some personality to it.
It kind of has to, seeing as how he has multiple personalities. But it's one of those things where that is, you know, you said earlier where the Joker stuff is kind of like... At least in this release, it's kind of happy, not really happy-go-lucky, but like, you know, sadistically happy and strangely happy, whereas the Ivy stuff is more exotic, erotic kind of, you know, bow-chicka-wow-wow, and Two-Face is kind of... Yes, I'm emulating Michael Wilson. I really should throw John Bailey in here somewhere, but I won't, because I have that clip. I ripped it out of one of the... Anyway, but the Two-Face stuff, what it does is it gives you a different feel, because obviously Two-Face is not like the Joker, not like Poison Ivy, not like any of the other villains. What Two-Face Part 1 and Part 2 does with the score is that it gives you dark and light, because that's what Harvey is. He's two halves. He's not just one person anymore. And then you go down the line in a future release that we'll talk about, trial. I think they have the trial.
He's the judge.
Yeah, exactly. And just listening back to this music, whether it's on my headphones, whether I'm just, you know, having it on, you know, on my speakers. Usually when I have it on my speakers, I'm sitting here at my computer and I'm doing whatever I'm doing, whether it's stuff for the website, whether it's stuff for This Week in Geek, whatever it is. And I've been doing this the last 2 days. I've been going back and forth of having it come out of my speakers and then just having it blare through my headphones. And
the Man Bat episodes are creepy.
They are, yeah. On leather wings. You know, the only reason why I enjoy the On Leather Wings music is because...
The way they bookend it.
But also it's because of... This was the first story. Bruce Timm, Eric Radomski, all those guys... This was their opening. This was their, hey, look at us. This is a Batman show. And this isn't an Adam West Batman show. It's a dark Batman show. And it just really, really works. I know for a fact that La La Land Records has plans to do more of the DC Animated Universe scores. BTAS Volume 1...
Some of the titles are actually rather humorous to read.
Mm-hmm.
Like Pukey Christmas Music. Pie in Batman's Face, Dangling Hostages Saved, Deck the Halls.
Yep.
And then you've got where are some other good ones that had just passed? Like there's one, It's Party Time. Or the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Bat. There's just a lot of fun titles to some of these that just either A, make you laugh, or B, they're just very telling of what that episode is.
Absolutely. And I don't want to just talk about Shirley Walker here because she was the driving force behind this.
Well, you had Shirley Walker, you had Danny Elfman, you had Lolita Romanus, Michael McQuestion.
Yeah. And the thing here is that, you know, yes, Danny Elfman and Shirley Walker, Danny Elfman kind of provided the main part of the theme from the 89 film. And that's, you know, that's obviously the inspiration behind this. I believe Bruce Timm said that at one point or another, that was the 89 film was one of his inspirations to get this off the ground. Outside of Danny doing the main theme and outside of Shirley doing her own theme, and she does a lot of the music as well. I mean, she did the ones for On Leather Wings and The Last Laugh and It's Never Too Late. Or no, that's It's Never Too Late as Lolita. Lolita Romanus, Michael McQuestion, I've talked to them before. I've interviewed them along with their cohort Christopher Carter called Dynamic Music Partners. They're just absolutely wonderful people. And I love the differences between each of these composers. And as we go through the next three podcast episodes, now I'll tell you this, folks, this isn't going to be BTAS volume 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks in a row. No, we're going to spread this out. But I'm just saying the other three podcasts that Steve and I do, talking the other three disc release sets, they bring in a multitude of composers and musicians and artists. And, you know, it was said before that, you know, Shirley Walker was this driving force behind giving musicians not only a chance, but a place to work, a place to create. And that's really what this first set allows you to see from Lolita Romanus and Michael McQuestion, as well as Shirley herself. And again, having her go through and break down, like I said, listen to that very last track, Music of the Bat 101. Just hearing that, it's just eerie to me.
I will say that volume 2 is probably my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is like second to that.
Mm-hmm.
Just based on the episode music alone.
Right. How often have you gone back and listened to this one?
Occasionally when I remember, or I come across it. Mm-hmm. Typically it's when I come back across it, but it's whenever I have this inkling for animated Batman and I don't want to actually watch the episodes, this is like the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Because you get the vibe of the episodes without having to hear anything else.
Right, exactly. Yeah, when we get to Volume 2, we've got stuff like Beware the Grey Ghost, Cat in the Claw, Nothing to Fear.
Grey Ghost, I love. And yeah, then Captain Clown. I used that for an L.O.T. Dark Knight commercial.
Yes, you did. It's just absolutely amazing. Volume 1, I absolutely love it. Going back and re-listening to it. I mean, you look at It's Never Too Late. It's Never Too Late is a Rupert Thorne episode, but it is also, it's also, you know, about the two brothers. You know, one's in trouble, the other one's going to help the other one out of trouble. And just that music alone in that episode just absolutely really resonates with me because of the fact that you have such emotion put into the music for it. And it's just, it's just so wonderful. It really is, folks. If you've never heard this music, you need to. You really, really need to. Whether it's the high riffs, the low tones, you know, you look at, and this is back in the days where the Joker wasn't as dark and sinister as he would have gotten in later seasons and series and things like that. You know, what I loved about, and what I will continue to say on these podcasts that we do for these four soundtracks is, what I loved as these got released is when they put on the source cues. Like, just having the Joker talk show source cue without him actually saying, like, just the music itself, just having that da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, just, oh, God, I just absolutely love that they did that, that they put those on these sets. I highly recommend Batman the Animated Series Volume 1, even though it is almost 10 years old at this point. I'm sure you listeners can find a way to hear it at some point. Who knows? Maybe La La Land will do another re-release. I'm not sure what they'll do. But absolutely love it. If the Joker put a bang pistol to your head and said, pick a score, which one off of Volume 1 are you like the best?
Which episode?
Yeah.
Or, episode. Which piece of music?
Which episode score? So On Leather Wings, Joker's Favor, Last Laugh, which episode score did you like the best?
That's difficult for me. because there are good ones. Lots of good ones.
Yes.
Perchance to Dream is actually pretty good. One of the ones that stick out because it's just kind of that, you know, it kind of digs into the psyche of Batman. But I also like the game show Christmas music with the Joker.
Yep.
Because it's just the Joker. And it's and it's fun because of what it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not a wonderful life. It's not a wonderful life.
And, you know, after all, it's, you know, it's Batman and he just didn't get past the title. Another thing that's interesting to me as we go along in the next three podcasts is how many different versions of the BTAS theme they give us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this one has the main theme, which is he's got the sound effects, the lightning effects at the end. But then there are other versions of it on the other releases, and I can't wait to talk about those. So, any other for my picks for Volume 1, it's got to be Christmas with the Joker and probably Joker's Favor. I do love the Last Laugh's sub-main title, though, which is track 9. But yeah, so join us next time when we head to California. Oh, wait, I've already been there. But no, we're going to be talking about Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2 here in the La La Land Lounge on Geekcast Radio. So join us for that. Any final thoughts from you, sir, before we get the bat out of here?
Get the bat out of here. Like a bat out of hell.
The yolk's on you.
Wah, wah. No, I think that about carries it for me.
Awesome. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us here on the La La Land Lounge. You can head on over to lalalandrecords.com where soundtracks live to get all your soundtrack needs. They just released, as of this recording, they released Cliffhanger. They've got a bunch of stuff coming up. I'm not exactly sure what, but I do know they just released a soundtrack for the film, the Sylvester Stallone film Cliffhanger. Head on over there, folks. They've got a ton of releases that you can check out. They've got soundtracks for every kind of TV, cartoon, video game, movie fan, anything you can think of. La La Land Records has it. So head on over there. So until next time, I am TFG1 Mike with
Steve Megatron Phillips.
We will catch you next time here on Geekcast Radio's The La La Land Lounge.
Hi, this is Lauren Lester, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.